Credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday
at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your momentum on this Monday morning, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And I tell you what, if you're just getting your morning started, it feels like fall outside. It is crisp and cool. And I was saying to DC this morning as we were on our way, do you think that the heat is gone? And he said, you know, I think that this might be it. The heat is probably about to subside and we're going to get some fall-like weather in. So I hope as you're getting your momentum this morning that you are enjoying the cool weather. In fact, I had to bring just a little wrap because it feels just that cool outside. And as you're getting your morning started, as always, we like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. And we're going to go a step further. We're going to add pedestrians, people who are walking on highways, and yes, even interstates, that are trying to get to where they're going. And you know what? As we're traveling in the morning, I know, especially on Monday mornings, we're so busy multitasking that we may not be cognizant about people that are walking on highways and trying to get to where they've got to go. But more and more, we're seeing walkers. So as you're traveling, please be mindful for those pedestrians and make sure that you stay a safe distance behind school buses and that you make sure that you're watching out for their frequent stops. And as you're traveling, make sure that you're watching out for kids, many who are unattended at school bus stops. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers. Make sure that our kids get in safely this morning and every morning. We hope that you have your momentum this morning. We certainly do. It was a great weekend, and we can't wait to tell you about it. Hey, everybody, it's 7:39. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll tell you what's coming up and what has happened over the weekend. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Please remember to share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior and you're 55 years old or older, and you'd like to be the difference, the change maker in a young person's life, and you'd like to not only volunteer but get paid as well, well, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging has a wonderful program. It's a foster grandparents program, and all you've got to do to get involved is simply phone 318-484-2260, and they'll tell you how. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, before we went to break, I was telling you that we absolutely, DC and I, and we hope that you do as well, we have our momentum this morning. We are refreshed and revitalized. And DC said during the break, he said, I feel really, really fresh. And I said, what do you think that's about? And you said what, DC?
Man, Carlette, I'm telling you, I think it's just the after effects of getting out there on the lake this weekend.
The after effects of getting out there on the lake this weekend. Well, for all of those people who have been waiting for the cool weather, white perch season is starting back up for those people who are seasonal, and also squirrel season started. So there were a lot of hunters in the woods this weekend. But as we ventured out very, very, very early Saturday morning, DC, how did it feel to be back in the water after taking such a little long vacation for
after
you?
About 2.5 months I took off.
That's long for you.
Yeah, that is long, because I normally fish every weekend. Mm-hmm. That I can.
Right.
Unless something pops up, you know, something fortuitous. But, I mean, it just feels great to be back out there, just to be out at one with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it really does a lot for me. And it really just allows me to just really be able to think and meditate like I like. And just really, you know, really just deal with a lot of the things that I deal with. I do a lot of meditating, and I just really organizing the stuff that's in my head.
Out on the water.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about how beautiful the lake is and the woods are this time of the year. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, it feels like fall is in the air this morning. It's really crisp and really cool this morning. And you can just see the subtle changes of the leaves. And it just feels like we hadn't been on the lake in a long time, but it was just good to be one with God and with nature. And sometimes you just need that to just go and relax and just forget about everything. But talk about the fish. What are they doing?
Well, the fish are biting.
The fish are biting.
I happen to notice it took me a little while to catch back up to them because they were up a lot higher than they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
But once I found out they were up high, you know, we started catching them.
Absolutely. And so it was just a great weekend. And then after a weekend on the lake, enjoying, didn't stay too long, which
right.
We've grown in that area.
Absolutely. We're not going to be staying long now. I mean, now that I have figured out how to find them, where to find them, and about where they are at specific times of the year, you know, I'm not going to be wearing myself out. You know, we got home, I think, at about 11:15.
So it was just good. It was pleasant.
Absolutely.
Got out before the sun came up. And it's just wonderful to just be on the water and watch the sun rise and then, you know, go out and have a good time and then come back and get to the business of taking care of weekend chores.
Absolutely, because what I'm finding out, too, as I grow and learn more about being out there, because I'm still dealing with this eating situation, and what I found out with my 2.5 months off from fishing, that fishing was creating somewhat of a problem and clashing with my eating situation, because once you get out there, you know, you're sort of, you know, you want to make sure you have something to eat.
You want a snack.
Yeah, you and your snack a lot and all that. Well, now that I'm doing my new thing, when I go out there, I don't bring all that stuff with me. So I don't sabotage my eating program when I go fishing.
Right.
Or and I didn't this weekend, which was, you know, I think I've come up with a new way to do it.
And so with talking about your eating program, you're looking really, really good.
Yeah,
and
down.
For the first time, we can really see some progress. Talk about how you're feeling.
Oh, I'm feeling absolutely wonderful about the progress that I'm making in that area. As a matter of fact, Carlette, we're really just making progress in every area of our lives. I mean, it really is going absolutely super. I just thank God for it. And, you know, and speaking of thanking God, we just want to send a big shout out to Reverend Chris Augustine. We had the opportunity to go.
And Sister Rose.
We had an opportunity to go out to their place in Cottonport yesterday on Ducote Lane, and they had a powerful celebration.
Absolutely.
It was his 27th anniversary over there.
Absolutely. And you said something really, really powerful about the something that you had learned in college about the Spirit of God that rose up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was
in Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. And do you remember how you described that?
Well, I know how my instructor described it when I was in school, because I took a class called Sociology of Religion. They spoke, you know, they were talking about the history of religion and going all the way back, you know, before America was even created, about in the people over in other countries, and talking about how they viewed, you know, religion. They were saying that back in those ancient times, you know, you get a group of people together.
Right.
And they didn't really know the Holy Spirit or call it the Holy Spirit. They called it the secret potent stuff. It was like a a manna, like when a group of people get together, they can just feel the power of a deity. And it was absolutely amazing to just kind of be in there and to just see the power of God fall down in that place as they were worshiping in the praise and worship.
Absolutely.
When I tell you they got down, and it really brings me back to my, you know, I was, you know, lived a lot of my young years with my grandmother.
Right.
Beatrice Sweezy. And I'm going to tell you, you know, we used to go to church all the time at Second Union in Bunkie on the Hill, they call it.
Right.
And that's the kind of church they were having in that. Because, you know, back then, the churches used to be full.
Absolutely.
You know, when we were coming up in the mid-70s, when I was a little boy. And I mean, it was packed. This church yesterday, Carlette, was more packed than I've seen a Baptist church probably since we got married. I mean, it was so loaded down with
people. Was almost like a funeral. There were so many people.
Oh, it was so many people.
I mean, they couldn't put out enough chairs.
Reverend Augustine. Oh, they couldn't put enough chairs out. Looked like every time they put some more chairs, they have to get some more chairs. And it was actually to the point where you literally could not move in the church. Nobody could move.
Absolutely.
Literally. I mean, it was that many people there to celebrate Reverend Augustine. And I mean, you know, we knew that there was something special about it. You know, we knew it when we met him, when he first reached out to us and contacted us, we knew. And you know, we went to the anniversary last year and it was packed.
Right.
But this one here was just, it was all that.
It was more packed.
Man, it was all that, Carlette. I mean, and it was on fire. It was some fire in there, man.
You know what I thought about, and Pastor Augustine and Sister Rose and the church family at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, I thought about, as we sat there, with all the people, I said to DC, when we were leaving, I said, that really, really speaks volumes about who the community, and not just the community of Cottonport, but churches from all over.
Yeah.
I mean, various different churches were represented.
Many.
Many churches. Just, I'm not even going to name them because I know we're going to forget somebody, but many, many churches. And I said, that really just speaks volume about who Pastor Chris Augustine and First Lady Rose are. And one of the things that you said is he has, and you could see it, you could feel the humility.
Oh, man. Humility and compassion for others is what he has. And, you know, just to see how he reached out, and there's man, call it, there was a lot of pastors there.
A lot of pastors.
And you know, that speaks volumes about who he is, because, you know, other men of God knows that this is a man of God. And the awareness he has of the community that he's serving is awesome. And the people respond. You know, when God has chosen you to do a thing, you can really see it because of the way the people respond to you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, there's nothing fictitious about it at all.
And
it just seems so natural.
Absolutely. And really, and ironically enough, that was the theme, servants of God. And we just really wanted to go out and support, because Pastor Augustine was one of the first pastors and the only pastor in our listening area that, when we started talking about breast cancer and God laid it on our hearts to serve this particular...
Yeah, this is our thing. This
yeah, this,
do.
You know, this mission of serving women and serving those men who will have breast cancer and just really cancer, period. And, you know, he was one of those people that reached out to us, that felt our hearts, that connected with our hearts. And we were just saying, and every time we talk about you, Pastor Augustine and First Lady Rose and your church family, we talk about the fact that you connected with us and you stayed connected with us. And we will forever and ever and ever be grateful for that. You just have really no idea how that has encouraged us, and how a man who had never met us reached out to us, loved us, and said, you know what, I support you, not only in word,
absolutely,
but in deed.
Absolutely, Carlette. And I just, man, I tell you, you know, we just want to give a big shout out to Linda Anderson, who does an excellent job with the youth over there, and she does an excellent job with keeping us abreast of what's happening.
Is that Teresa?
Over there. Yeah, Teresa Anderson. Did I say something else?
Linda.
I'm sorry. I got another. Yeah, that's Miss Teresa Anderson. She does a wonderful job, Carlette. And really, I wanted to mention the gentleman that was actually emceeing it. And what is it? Is his name on here? Because he is just full of life. I mean,
you know, I don't know that his name is on here, but he
it's on there because he read it.
Deacon Davis Johnson.
Davis Johnson, brother, you got it going on.
he's the life of the church. Huh?
Oh man, he just knows how to get that program moving on. And just this is not the first time we've seen him in action. So I mean, he does a absolutely wonderful job of pushing the program along, because you know there's so much stuff that has to be done. But it was just an excellent program. Reverend Greg Jackson, who is our little homeboy, actually brought the word, and he's just a powerful man of God. You could see he's called too, because of how he just
the anointing.
You could just see the glow. You know what I'm saying? You can just see. Yeah, exactly. The anointing and the fact that he's standing right in what God has him to do is just, you know what I'm saying? It's just some people who just, you know that that's what they're called to do, the way they're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
And you
it
know,
looks effortless.
And it took us back to childhood. You know, you talked about your grandmother and living those first really formative years and early years with your grandmother. And it just really took me back when the young man, he couldn't have been any more than 12, 13, if that.
Absolutely.
Who he prayed, and he prayed for his grandmother.
Absolutely. His name was Brother Zachary Jones. Zachariah. Yeah.
And he prayed as he prayed over the opening, and he prayed for his grandmother, and he said his grandmother was not able to be there, but he prayed for her.
Or was that Latrakis Benjamin?
It was one of...
I think it might have been worship and prayer. Brother Latrakis Benjamin.
Well, he prayed for his grandmother.
It looked like he's a twin, Carlette. He has a twin brother.
He has a twin brother?
Yeah.
There were two. Yeah, there were. Yeah. And so what we loved, too, about Jerusalem Baptist Church is that they have got their youth involved. And, you know, they were really, really a thread throughout the whole program. And it just really blessed us and it warmed our hearts. And I'll just say this, DC, I have not heard "I want to be at the meeting" since I was their age, a little kid. Well, "I want to be at the meeting"?
Absolutely, Carlette. They had the prison choir from here in Rapides Parish from D3. They just set the place on fire.
Oh, they set it on fire.
Oh, they set it on fire, man. And not only did they sing, at the end of singing, they had a real live gospel rapper. And it really intrigued me to see somebody playing a piano. You know, and, you know, I was raised up on rap music.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I understand it and appreciate it. The beats that the beat was actually being played by. That's the first time I've ever seen it.
Uh-huh. And there was such an anointing on the words that were being rapped. And I know a lot of people are just old school and don't believe in
it.
But it was absolutely phenomenal.
It was outstanding.
And even more than that, it put you into that old time feeling where people came together. We saw so many people from home, from Bunkie, from surrounding areas,
Marksville.
People came from everywhere to fellowship and to worship. And we just want to say to Pastor Augustine and First Lady Rose Augustine that you guys are doing a phenomenal job. And you know what I felt like? And I have felt like this every single time that I have been in God's house in Cottonport. I have felt like it is a place where the unchurched, can come and they can feel free. And they can be healed. And all the time you go in churches, you don't feel that way.
That's right.
And so he has a real anointing on his life and on the ministry that God has called him to do. And we're just glad that we have become just a small part of what they do and that we're included in many of the things that they do. And we want to encourage people to come out. We will be there once again on October the 27th. This is going to be their second annual function for us as we will go out and we will minister and we'll talk about breast cancer and we'll come together. And we want as many people that were there yesterday to come out and just fellowship with us and with the Jerusalem Missionary Church, Baptist Church family.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, Carlette, last year when we did that, it is about awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It is about, and when he called and pitched that to me, I said, Reverend Augustine, that is an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said was there's a lot of people that's affiliated with us, not just in our church, but here in the city of Cottonport, who are dealing with this situation. There are people who are not aware that, look, they need to have their mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did was he put together a service.
Yeah.
That was everybody in the church wore pink,
yeah.
Some form of pink, you know, and to see the little kids in pink and the babies in pink and the whole church packed, everybody in there having on pink.
Right.
It really moved us in a way that I can't even verbalize. And I mean, it was just something to see. And we're like, OK, wow. Then he said, let's make this an annual thing. And we're like, OK, because looks like everything he says, we're like, OK, good. We'll just tag along. But we expect that this year he had some other churches involved and we expect for that to be even bigger this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply about, all it's about is awareness to breast cancer.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not giving anything. You're just saying, you know what? We acknowledge this, and it's sort of like the NFL players. You know, you've got the NFL referees have the pink flags, the players have the pink rags and the pink shoes or the pink eye things under their eyes. And basically, what they're saying is that we are trying to draw attention to this thing to help the women and a lot of men as well understand that this thing does not have to kill you. There are too many people dying from breast cancer. And that's what I think people say, well, you know, why breast cancer? There's a lot of other forms of cancer out there.
Right.
There are a lot of forms of cancer out there, but this one is one of those, you know, sort of like prostate cancer. It doesn't have to kill you.
Right.
It's not one that's just going to go in, and people are dying.
Right.
Especially African-American people are seeing more deaths because, and a lot of people think that African-American women may die more because it's a more aggressive form, when really, in all actuality, they're dying because they're not getting it checked early enough.
Right, and then and not getting treated.
Absolutely. You know, so that's why this has become our mission and the thing that we choose,
mm-hmm.
you know, because every, I guess, institution has something that's more dear and near to them.
Right.
Breast cancer happens to be our thing that we chose as an institution, as a company, and we decided that this is what we go forth with.
Mm-hmm.
We do different things, different years. You know, we've got all types of ways that we do it. We have a lot of our sponsors get involved
mm-hmm.
with us, you know, only if they decide to. We really do not like to pressure people into getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it's something that, you know, if you want to do it, you do it. If it's not, you know, you can find something else. But, you know, it is imperative that, you know, people do what Reverend Augustine is doing, and he's saying, I'm going to choose something to be involved in
right.
instead of just taking.
Right.
You know, and certainly let me just say this and add this caveat that we appreciate that churches are not built to just give. That's not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've found out, you know, they're just not made for that. But I notice a lot of the churches who are very successful have things that they do
mm-hmm.
to give back to the communities that they serve. And it's not just about giving money either. You know, a lot of the churches we're noticing with the food bank
mm-hmm.
volunteer work that we do,
right.
which, you know, Pastor Ron Gallison and his wife Linda Gallison over in Mansour at St. Paul Lutheran Baptist Church, they do the food boxes where,
right.
you know, they sponsor so many boxes for families. And then you've got some of the bigger churches who do, like we may do, I think we do close to 40. And they are a small church, Carla,
absolutely.
I might add, that's
they
doing
are
that
church.
Many boxes.
That's right.
But you've got some of the big churches with the big pantries that do 250, mm-hmm. 300, you know, boxes mm-hmm. for the elderly. So it's very important, you know, I believe, for our churches to get involved some kind of way in some type of community activity. You know, you got some churches who like to do food drives, or some like mm-hmm. to do, they'll, you know, like our church, you know, we like to give kids bags. You know, everybody has something that
right.
they do, you know, and,
right.
and it's just good that you do something.
And
you
the word says you can't beat God-giving.
No.
And, you know, one of the things that I just want to share as we are in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October, of course, is that every single dollar that we raise, we don't give a portion. We give everything that we raise. And we give it as unto God. We work hard, and we work hard every single time that we're on the microphone to raise awareness and to hopefully prick your heart into doing something. You know, DC said earlier that many of our sponsors have gotten on board with us. Please go to McDonald's in Pineville at both locations and buy a ribbon. And this morning as we were driving in, I was thinking, you know, even if you don't know someone, if you're one of those rare people that just doesn't know anybody that has breast cancer or something like that, you just go in and buy a ribbon and say, put your name on it and say, I support breast cancer awareness. A dollar. If each person, DC, goes to every outlet that we have, like McDonald's in Pineville, then you've got
right.
three locations, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. If everybody goes and gives a dollar, and then some people buy a pink ribbon pin for $5, which I have been wearing my pin, and I buy one every year, the same pin, and they last, and every year you'll have a different pin
right.
to wear. If everybody does something, if people go into Southern Heritage Bank and purchase a ribbon or a decal, if they go to Davis One Stop in Cheneyville and purchase a ribbon or a decal, we will be able to eviscerate. That's a word that we started using to just stamp out, to disembowel breast cancer. We'll be able to bring awareness and a knowledge about it that just, I mean, just, ooh, what word can I use? I get so mad. Just, we can dispel the fear that surrounds breast cancer, and we can help more and more women to have mammograms. Those women that set up mammogram appointments and don't go because they're afraid, or those women who need to have a mammogram and don't even set the appointment because they're afraid. But this is what the work that goes into this is about. It's not about OPT. OPT just happens to be the liaison between the organization and the community. One of the liaisons. There are many, many people doing many, many things. And so we implore you to get involved. And that's why we love Pastor Chris Augustine and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, because they said, yes. They reached out and they said, you know, not only will we do it, not only will we get involved, but every month.
Absolutely.
We get a check.
Absolutely. And really, when we start the campaign off every year, it's with the funds that Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church is sending in, starting the year out. So, you know, it is very important to us, and it is very important to them, that everyone understands that this month, October the 27th, we're going to be having a service at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in Cottonport. So if you're listening and you're in Simsport, Bunkie, I mean, anywhere in the Vols Parish, and you say, you know what, I'm going to make it my business to try to get to that, that's a good thing to do. You know, you're not having to give anything. All you're saying is, look, I'm going to put on some pink in solidarity and let others know that this is a situation that we can fight and that we can work together on and come together. It's not costing us anything. We're just showing up and fellowshipping together and saying that we all stand against breast cancer. And that is about as easy as that can, is it?
It can't get any easier.
You're going to church. You're going to the church, you know, and you're just saying that, look, I would like for more people to know too about this breast cancer, you know, and that it doesn't have to kill anybody.
Absolutely.
You know, if we catch it early enough.
Absolutely. And so that was really the sum total of our weekend. We fished and then we worshiped with Jerusalem Missionary
Baptist. That's not all of it.
What else happened?
Shucks, man. We went over to the granny's house after.
Yeah, we went to my mother's house and we...
Well, actually, we had to leave because, you know, Young Deuce Christmas plays high school football, and they are the only school, I believe, in the, probably with that I have ever heard of that practices on Sunday.
Right.
You know, so we had to get back here to get him from practice. And so...
We put some miles.
Yeah, Granny had put together one of the finest soul food meals that she has put together in a long time.
And it was absolutely
divine.
And so DC still gets happy.
But I just don't eat as much of it.
Yeah, you're doing a lot. Yeah. You're doing a lot better. Do you want to share your weight loss or you want to wait?
I'm going to wait until I get down to my desired weight.
Okay. And listen, DC, I want to give a special shout out to my nanny, Nanny Berta, Alberta Christian.
Nanny Berta.
She missed a few days of the show beyond her control. But you know what? We want to say, Nanny, if you're listening, you are a warrior.
Yes, she is.
You are strong. And you know what? There is nothing that can keep you down. So we want to just say, keep fighting, keep doing what you do, and keep growing and loving.
Absolutely.
And being the matriarch that you are.
Absolutely. And Carlette, let me just say this about Nanny Berta, because I'm going to tell you right now, she is a fine lady. Look, we went to visit her because she stayed in the hospital a couple of days. And we went to visit her over at the hospital. This was absolutely the first time I ever went to the hospital and just saw the person in the hospital look like she's visiting too. She wasn't getting in the bed. She's sitting over there.
It's like we were just all visiting
exactly.
at the hospital.
I'm like, why are we conjugating at the hospital?
But you know what? There are so many people, Nanny, who love you,
absolutely.
Who are praying for you. And you know what? I told her, I said, she is a warrior woman. And you just keep living and you just keep fighting. And prayers go, you know, we know that when praises go up, blessings come down. And she's a praiser. She loves God. She loves her family. She loves her community. And so, Nanny, we just wanted to give you a shout out this morning, let you know that we're thinking of you. We're praying for you. And all the best. You know, D.C., it's about 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, Central Standard. It's 9. Well, now it's 9:15 if you're on Eastern time. And we just want to say you're on point. We're going to take a break here. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I just... I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romaine. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 827 Central Standard, 927 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, McDonald's of Alexandria, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank. Also, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number you can phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also want to remind you about those free mammograms. They're still open and available. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts and her contact number. Her direct number is 318-483-4026. She'll help you and she'll tell you how. Now this morning, as we somewhat switch gears, you know, Fridays are always real women, real talk. And we have had a bevy of just people calling in, people texting in, people emailing, talking about last week's conversation on Real Women, Real Talk, talking about the pastor that was shot and killed in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And lots of people had lots of things to say and to weigh in. And unfortunately, because of time, we're just not able to take those comments, DC.
Right. And most folks know we don't do a whole lot of phone calls here.
Exactly.
You know, we pretty much disseminate.
And but a lot of people felt a lot of different ways about the conversation.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of unfortunate because sometimes people do want to weigh in, and you know, it's kind of hard when you got to get a room full of people that you know that's talking and that's kind of giving their opinion on it. And so, but you know, when you run an apparatus like this, you make decisions, and you know, one of the decisions that we made is we try to keep it to a minimum.
Absolutely, but a lot of people had a lot to say about the conversation. Yes. And I just kind of was curious about how you weighed in.
Let us say this right here, though, because you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com and give your opinion, and we'll be more than happy to give that a look-see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And or we'll even maybe take text messages sometimes.
Absolutely. We do get a lot of those.
And so as we were talking about this conversation, and it is still –
very, very fresh in people's minds as a man lost his life preaching the word of God. And we said on Friday that, you know, three families were affected by this. The church, of course, the family of God, the families that were involved, and, you know, those people that were there and people that are looking from the outside in. And as we talked about pastors, we just wanted to make sure that there was no condemnation. And we still don't know exactly what happened. And we don't want to, right, to really judge anybody in the matter.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we like to just, everybody kind of wanted to talk about that. It wasn't something that, you know, I put together and just decided, hey, look, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the round table, that's what folks came up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what we did.
And so for you, DC, what did you think about the conversation? How did you, you know, how did you feel about, you know, there was so much said.
There's a lot of different opinions. But, you know, what I really, really got from the conversation, and as I, you know, thought more about mm-hmm. it, you know, and I guess, you know, you could call this armchair quarterbacking because, you know, I mean, I wasn't, you know, I didn't have to just spring up with some, you know, some stuff off the top of my head. But because, you know, the women do a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
A wonderful job. Mm-hmm. Trinelle Green, wonderful job. Tarnisha Brady, wonderful job. And of course, Lamia Solomon and Lisa Campbell, always, you know, always contributors here. But, you know, it's just good when people can just give their opinion and honestly
mm-hmm.
give it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is that type of forum where, you know, we call people in. And of course, you know, the views of those people are not necessarily the views of On Point Talk.
Right.
Or On Point Broadcasting. So, you know, but we like to let people come in and say what they like to say about a particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, as I, you know, pontificated over it, I've really realized that I have, when you know, because, you know, a lot of people want to talk about pastors and when a pastor does this or when a pastor does that. I have the most respect myself because I for pastors like this, because if you do something wrong, you know, because I think Lamia was saying this, you're just a man.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in that. You know, a pastor is a man anointed by God to preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean he's anointed by God to be a heck of a citizen. You know, you may have a pastor who's just a powerful pastor that just may not be that social. You know what I'm saying? You know, like O.E. Cho.
Right.
You know, O.E. Cho in Korea, I think, has 200-300 members. But I don't think
two or three
did.
What?
200,000 or 300,000 members.
Okay.
But I don't think he does all that well socially. You know, mm-hmm. don't, you know, he's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, you know, coming from a recovery background,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really believe that if a pastor sins, he sins. But that doesn't mean that he's still not the powerful pastor that he is. But, you know, here's where I have an issue, is if I do it and I own it,
mm-hmm.
I'm all right with that.
Right.
You know, where I have a problem is if you do it and you won't say you did it, or, you know, and you're mind tripping yourself into think that you didn't do anything.
Right.
And you've convinced everyone that you didn't do it and everybody knows you did it.
Right.
But if you did something and you step up like a man and say, look, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask for forgiveness. Well, that's over with me.
Right.
And that, to me, that's the kind of man that I like to follow if I'm going to follow one. You know, I'm not going to follow somebody that just will do something crazy and don't say, hey, I did something.
Right, like Uncle New would say, a jellyfish.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I don't know if that's a jellyfish right there. That's a man. That might be bigger than a jellyfish because that's somebody that's saying.
That might be bigger.
I'm not going to apologize for doing. And basically, I'm not going to even say I did it.
Right.
In other words, you know, and basically what you did, you'll probably do it again.
Exactly.
Because you didn't own it. Most people, you know, when you own a situation and say, look, and this is, you know, from not just from my own experience, but from my professional experience and my education background mm-hmm. has to do with, you know, behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if I do something to you or against you or I step on your toe and I didn't mean to step on your toe, excuse me.
Right.
I didn't mean to step on your toe. I
right.
acknowledge that. But if I step on your toe, and then I step on your toe, and then I come back and step on it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and never say excuse me. But that's a problem,
right?
And I
guess, you know, everybody had varying opinions, and the jury is still out as to what really did happen. And the subject matter, in case people didn't hear, we were talking about the pastor in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Pastor Ronald J. Harris, that was killed by a former deacon in his church because he felt that he was having relationship with his wife. And as we weighed in on the conversation on and off the air, many people believed that it is an issue that is happening in many churches in not just Louisiana, but across America. And we talked about the safeguards that need to be put in place. And I think that, you know, a lot of that is strongholds, and a lot of that has to be broken by God. And as you said, when people come out and repent, but there are no winners when someone is killed. There are no winners.
And, you know, I had a call, I think it was Reverend Tenney, who said, you know, I had an opportunity to speak with him. And he said, you know, basically the guy who shot the pastor, you know, was just as wrong as the guy who, you know,
allegedly was maybe having an affair.
No, the pastor who was dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was wrong, but the guy wasn't right when he went in and shot him.
Absolutely.
And what he did was took the law into his own hand, and I absolutely agree with Reverend Tenney. You know, he took the law into his own hands. I mean, there was certainly a different way to handle that. You know.
Absolutely. And as churches,
ain't no coming back from the death.
No. And as churches convened all across America on yesterday, we certainly held Pastor Ronald Harris and his family in our hearts, and everybody, the church family that was there for a revival. And I think that it just speaks volumes about the way that the enemy is coming to attack not only the men and women of God, but God's word.
Absolutely.
And we saw it, you know, in full force, and many people witnessed it as the church was being revived during the time of revival.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, moving forward, I'm just not sure what the right and the wrong answers are, but I know that we all should be called to pray. And each person, especially people that are held to a higher level of God's word, I believe, have to be more accountable for the things that they do and the things that happen, you know, in the church. And one of the things that people said here last week was that in many churches, there are no sanctions. You know, if you're not a part of a particular religion, Baptist or Catholic or Muslim or Jewish, right, in many cases, there is no hierarchy that says that you need to sit down. And of course, we know that when you have boards, you know, it's just not the same, I don't think, as being held by an entity like the diocese or like, you know, other entities that, you know, that have a sanction over what happens in the
body.
Yeah, a governing body. And so, you know, these are all issues that people are talking about. And, you know, you really, until you're in that situation, you really don't know what the real answer is other than, right, we got to pray.
Absolutely.
And
of course, you know, with us being here in central Louisiana, you know, we don't have anything like that going on around here. So, you know, it's good that we can talk about it happening somewhere else and not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Because our men of God around here are above reproach.
Absolutely. And we hope that all.
We appreciate them.
And we do. And
yes,
we do.
Yes, indeed.
And so we don't want to be critical or judgmental of anybody, you know.
But, you know, situations like that and stories like that, I do like to bring to the forefront and have our ladies, you know, because real women, real talk is just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Real women talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real women sitting down at these microphones getting their talk on.
Absolutely.
And it is very enjoyable to me as a man to watch y'all go down.
Oh, yeah. Why is that? Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's. It's almost the next best thing is a little old catfight. Well, you know, I don't know. I just think I just like it. Y'all are hitting a lot of good points.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of places where women can go and talk and other women can listen. I think we may have the absolute only forum like that in Louisiana, probably, if not in a 5-state region, where women can actually come together and talk.
And, you know,
to a whole community.
And what I love about it is that women that don't know each other. Many of the women come in here and they have met for the very first time, and we come in and we have a unity that we hope will spread not only throughout Louisiana, but throughout the world, that we do realize that we have more in common than not. And once we start to realize that and start to realize that there is enough room for each and every one of us, and our voices can be heard, we don't have to drown anyone out. And what I loved this time, and every time, the women are very respectful of each other's opinions. We can agree to disagree, and we can all walk away and still love on each other. And ladies, that's really what it's about. It's about having those commonalities and being able to respect each other and understanding that there is no one right way.
Right.
You know, that we all have different ways of getting to where it is that we want to go, but we can respect each other, we can love each other, and we can support each other in that. And that's what I love. One of the things that I love about Real Women, Real Talk.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it really is good. I really do enjoy it.
And you know, when we talk about real women coming together, we want to encourage women. We want to encourage children. We want to encourage men to come out and walk with us.
Absolutely.
In the third annual Susan G. Komen Race, fourth annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It's happening October the 19th. Please go to the website. We're getting more and more hits. The website, people registering, people calling our office at 318-445-5658 will help you. You can go to the website at www.komenacadiana.org and get registered, DC. And it is going to be another year filled with people coming out in unison for one cause, one heart, and us standing together saying, we'll be the difference maker in bringing an end to breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And so please, we want to encourage you, if you have not registered, if you need help, just call us. That's one way that you can go out and support. We want to thank all of the people that have come together with us to say, you know what, we want to be the change. The change starts with us. Whether you registered, whether you gave a donation, whether you said you were going to give a donation and you haven't yet, we want to encourage you, do not let the devil keep you from giving your donation.
Right.
The Pink Party is going to be another way that you can give back. And I've said it before, if $20
right.
makes or breaks you, then you were probably broke from the beginning.
Well, Carlette, I'm going to tell you right now, man. You know, folks need to get their tickets to the Pink Party, because the Pink Party is, the buzz is getting loud.
People are starting to call you from other parts of the state saying, how can I get a table?
Yeah,
we're selling tables.
I mean, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just kind of checking the pulse of the community and seeing how it's happening. And it is really getting buzzed up. You know, Darlene and her team are doing an absolutely wonderful job of spreading the word and putting it out there, because, you know, we're not doing a whole bunch of it. We're only advertising it here.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the rest of it is just word of mouth. So, I mean, you know, it is the momentum of it is actually picking up really, really good. You know, last year was real good, and we put it together inside of about 3 weeks.
Right.
You know, this year we've had time. You know, people know about it. People know about it from last year. This year, you know, not only are we going to have Tucker, but we're also going to have Tony Groove,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be, you know, keeping the groove going properly.
Absolutely.
You know, when you know in a party like this, that's very important. You know, having somebody who knows how to agitate
the crowd.
You know, you know, he knows how to, you know, like Dr. Dre used to say, Dr. Dre, the crowd ain't rocking.
So he's going to rock the crowd.
So he knows what to add to the potion to make it go
and
down.
Let me just say this about Darlene. You talked about the planning. She started planning the party, you know, right after the last party. So a lot of work. She's got an incredible team that are working hard to make this, I mean, even more amazing than last year. Tables are still available. We still do have some tables. And the tickets are only $20. All of the proceeds are going to fight.
All proceeds.
All means all.
Yeah. And, Carlette, let me just say this to a lot of people out there, because, you know, there's some people out there who would like to participate in the Pink Party. But, you know, you know, you're like us, you go to church, you believe in God and things of that nature. You know, let us just say right off the cuff here that it is not going to be a party where there's going to be all kind of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and if you are our age, you know what's happening, what I'm trying to say.
It's going
to
be a good party.
It's going to be a good, clean, wholesome fun. We're not going. Nobody's going to be stripping. Or, you know, nobody's going to go against anything that that the word, you know, we're not doing that.
Right.
You know, we're not doing that.
It's going to be
It's a party for a cause. It's the same as if your church was having a party. Might just be a few spirits in there. Other than that, that's, you know. Because we're not, you know, it's a public place, and if you decide to bring a spirit or two, I mean, we're not going to just don't, you know, we're going to have security.
It's going to be a good party for a good reason, and if you're looking to have a great time, to fellowship with people from all parts of the parish,
right,
and throughout Central Louisiana.
Yeah, Central Louisiana and all parts, because we've got, I had a guy call me last night from Houston saying, look, I'm going to come down for it, and I want to get a VIP table.
VIP
table. I didn't even know we had VIP. I'm going to have to put that together. I told him, man, I don't know what that's going to cost, because guess what? I hadn't even thought about it.
I bet Darlene has.
I'm telling you.
You know, so we can't wait for Darlene and her team to come in, and she's got such creative people.
Absolutely.
The theme is creative, and we don't want to steal her thunder, so they're going to come in and talk about the pink party. We want people to get tickets and tables. Lots of people, lots of companies have said they're getting tables for their employees to come out and support breast cancer. It's a small price to pay to be the change that you want to see right here in your own community.
Absolutely. And you can get 8-10 of your friends.
Absolutely. And so everybody's talking about how they're going to put their pink together, how they're going to wear their pink, and what that's going to look like. And I'm going to tell you, it is going to be a grand time. In a grand setting.
Grand.
Down in Bunky, Louisiana.
Beautiful downtown Bunky.
Absolutely.
In beautiful B-Town.
The Hayes Auditorium.
The Bunk-town.
It is a beautiful, beautiful building.
Bunky Town.
Hey, everybody, it's 8:47. You're on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Bunky Town. You know that's the town.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, FEBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, FEBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
9.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and we hope that you have your momentum. And if you don't, it's not too late. All you've got to do is just declare that you are momentous on this Monday morning, and it's going to be a great start to a great week. Hey, we just want you to remember that this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare serving Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The number to phone, not only for healthcare information, but for the pink party tickets, 318-346-2540, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. I don't know about you, but I have my momentum this morning. And if you don't have it, we're sending you all that good, positive energy to make sure that your morning gets off to a great start. Make sure that your kids' morning is off to a great start. And you know what? It just makes for a better week. We have got some amazing things coming up. We cannot wait to tell you what's on point. You know, you can always check out our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Don't forget to register for the race. www.comenacadiana.org. If you need help, we're located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone us, 318-445-5658. We've got a lot going on, a lot that we're super excited about. And you know what? We want you to join us. And all you have to do is just get off the bench, pick up the phone, and simply do it. We want to encourage each and every person to be the change that you want to see, because you know change starts with you and it starts with me. And this morning, if you don't have compassion for yourself, I want to encourage you, self-compassion. It will take us all very, very far in life. Thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you more than that, so love yourself. Hey, for Deuce Christmas, for Big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday, everybody.